SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid. It is a Friday morning. I am Kevin Walsh, joined by Donnie Wrightside with some massive, massive news to break down. But first, DRS, how you feeling?
I mean, I'm seeing the card clear in college. I'm seeing the cards clear with prop bets in the NBA. I wake up today knowing baseball is back in my life with some of these rule changes we're going to break down. This could be the best Friday of my life. Just don't tell my wife.
Wow. Yeah. And it's not even a football Friday. It means we're in for a good one. But as Donnie said, the top headline, no doubt, we'll break it down in its entirety. Major League Baseball is back. Finally, the two sides do reach an agreement. I have to admit, I am surprised that this was actually done as quickly as it was. Expanded playoffs, universal DH implemented this coming season. There are some rules for the 2023 season, maybe a little more controversial. Again, we'll unpack those. And I believe, Donnie, the target opening day, the 7th of April, not all that far away.
It just feels good. It just feels right. Yesterday, we're on the Moneyline show, and you asked me a question. What's the odds that the season, you know, can get started immediately if they get a deal today? I was like 50-50 at best, because I was anticipating the other side saying, oh, you know what, this deal isn't good for us. But the fact of the matter is, if you see the final voting guidelines here, the Scott Boras clients all voted against it, and everybody else with common sense basically said, Kevin, yeah, let's start the season. We're making a lot of money. Let's go here. Mm-hmm. Cooler heads prevailed. Thank goodness. Major League Baseball back in our lives.
We will not only break down maybe why those Scott Boras clients were against it, what the quick ramp up might mean for betting, but you know, little look, thumbs up, thumbs down on some of these rule changes. Some of them very good, some of them we'll break it all down, no doubt. We also got a huge trade in the NFL yesterday. Listen, what is going on here? Did someone tell the AFC West that this year the playoff format will be the divisions all joined together and you make one super team here? I mean, the Los Angeles Chargers going for it there. Khalil Mack, Donnie, traded off for the Chicago Bears and finds himself now with the Los Angeles Chargers.
A lot of money under the cap, and now they're using it wisely here. But don't be fooled here, Kevin. There's going to be somebody out there that goes, Bears got a steal right here, man. Bears got a steal getting compensation back for Khalil Mack. Are you kidding me? Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack. And there will be people defending the Chicago Bears because of draft compensation. I'll say it again. You win with players, Kevin, not on draft picks. What a move by the Chargers.
I genuinely do not know if a player like a Khalil Mack has ever been traded in this situation where a team who clearly is now shifting their focus gives up on them, and you don't sit there and go, did my team pick up the phone? Hold on a minute now. I mean, these guys go for 2nd and 6. It's quite wild. The one thing I appreciate, though, of course, is an elite defensive player may get his way to a bottom 5 defense, of course, led by Brandon Staley. We'll see what his excuse is this coming season. How about in the NBA? Donnie, if you want to log out for this one, I totally understand.
Ooh, no.
The Philadelphia 76ers absolutely embarrassed by the Brooklyn Nets. All those fans paid thousands to boo Ben Simmons, and by halftime were booing Joel Embiid and James Harden. 129-100, an absolute rout at the hands of the Brooklyn Nets. Kevin Durant, 25 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists. James Harden, with a postseason preview, some are wondering, 11 points on 3 of 17 shooting. The radio audience is in the mix with us here on the Early Line. Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside. Donnie, that Harden performance upset almost everybody in Philadelphia, maybe other than yourself.
Ooh, it was very upsetting to watch that game. But you know what? It also helps you out when you have more dollars in your account. Because your boy DRS told you yesterday, let's fade James Harden under 25.5. And it easily comes in and cashes that ticket. Sensational stuff. Now, yes, the Philadelphia Sixers were bad, and there's going to be people out there today go, I told you, I told you the Sixers aren't a good basketball team based on one performance. The Nets were on it. And they were on it, Kevin, right from jumping that game. Great win by the Nets. This is the preview that we talk about when the Nets get to the playoffs, why they're a favorite to win the Eastern Conference. Because when everything goes right for them, they're going to be really hard to beat. But for me last night, I sat back and watched with a little bit more money in my account than I started with.
Listen, that's coping mechanism, people. That team went out there, played their most important game of the season.
Or it's baseball.
Doc Rivers.
Maybe it's just baseball. Yeah.
Doc Rivers went out there and said, ooh, postseason today? I don't have any idea what's going on, man. It was a tangy situation. Golden State and Denver also. Steph Curry getting after it. 34 points, 5 of 12 from 3. I don't think that MVP push is coming. To the college game, though, Don, I want to make sure I bring up these Big 12 upsets here. Yeah. Madness. Texas blew a 20-point lead, and then Baylor said, hold our beer, and lost their opening game in the Big 12 tournament to Oklahoma and maybe cost themselves a one seed.
Yeah, good. Great. This is what you anticipated out of the Big 12, right? Each and every team outside of maybe the bottom feeders in that conference can do some damage, and here they go. And also, we're going to talk about the Hoosiers and the Michigan Wolverines. Nice little comeback yesterday. What a great day in college basketball. Or maybe it's just the baseball. Maybe everything was great yesterday. I don't know.
Donnie's riding high. Man, you like to see that, though. It's going to be a good Friday. Look, the Hoosiers
comeback. I don't want to burn this energy out early.
Donnie's going to need a little nap at 7:40. I'll break the NBA down myself. We'll be right back. Also, Vandy upset Bama. They're a crazy basketball team. Baseball's next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on SportsGrid. So is Major League Baseball. We are now actually less than a month away from opening day in Major League Baseball. It is going to be a mad dash to squeeze in your Major League Baseball preview. You'll get it, though. Don't you worry right here on the early line while mixing and, of course, NBA ramping up, college basketball, and the run through the tournament here. But baseball is back. And, again, there's so much to get into because it's not, Donnie, just – hey, baseball's back. There are changes here. Tell me, though, your reaction, not just from a satisfaction standpoint, but are you surprised that we sit here right now saying, hey, we're good to go, we've got a season, and it's sooner than we thought?
Yes, and I'm very surprised by that because not surprised that they came to an agreement here, but we were under the impression, all right, the fake, you know, pseudo-imposed deadline by Major League Baseball last week said we're wiping out the first week of games. Then you don't hear anything for a week. You get another deadline. We're wiping out the second week of games. Then you start to get the animosity together because, okay, now we already lost games. Now we're really going to dig in because now we really need a good deal, Kevin. If we miss games, we better make it up on the back end. And Major League Baseball able to come to an agreement yesterday and still say we're going to get a full 162 in. We'll play some doubleheaders. We'll make it happen. Maybe skip a couple of these planned off days. I love everything that happened yesterday. And as I started off the show by saying, cooler heads prevailed here for us, and that's exactly what we needed because there's a lot of circumstances behind the scenes, which now that you're seeing who voted for what sort of makes you scratch your head a little bit as well.
I have to admit, I am surprised that we got here. It just felt like these two sides were islands apart from one another, but I'm glad that we did. I told Donnie this. I've told the people this year on air. Baseball has basically rubbed me the wrong way. And it's not because, oh, I can't believe these people are ungrateful. It's just every chance they get, it feels like they find a way to drop the ball. It was just one of those things where it's, you know what, man, I'm enjoying hoops. I'm good. Let me know when you guys figure it out. But then I started to realize, as I was telling Donnie, I won't miss it. Said, yes, you will. And I think he's right. Because now that baseball is back, it is exciting. I do look forward to breaking these games down in their entirety. I look forward to trying to figure out the futures market. And one thing I am very excited to do is Talk about how the expanded playoff format can change some things. But let me ask you this, Donnie. Can you tell the people a little bit about maybe where were the dividing points and who was voting against what and who's happy, who won, who lost, and kind of the end result in that perspective?
Yeah, here's always the discrepancy in all of these collective bargaining agreements, no matter what the league actually is. It's the haves versus the, boy, I really wish we had some of that. And what I mean here is you have the guys making hundreds of millions of dollars on their contract, the Bryce Harpers of the world, the Max Scherzers of the world, you know, Clayton Kershaws, you know, that upper end of the spectrum, Fernando Tatis, Manny Machado. They want what's coming in the next contracts. So what I mean by that is you have the majority of the league that's making a minimum. $700,000, $800,000, you know, 2 years, $6 million. Those guys really need these paychecks and really would like to see their pay bump go up. But it seems like there's that divide, which, again, the Major League Baseball owners know there's a divide. So they will come up with arguments saying, let's try to fracture everybody here on what they want to vote on. Meaning, like, hey, guys, bottom end of the spectrum, we'll pay an extra $20,000 per year over the next 5 years. Isn't that great? So you'll make $600,000 this year, $700,000 this year, and that'll turn into $800,000 in 2 to 3 years. Isn't that great? That's a massive bump on your pay. And then the upper end of the echelon guys who would fall into that luxury tax argument where you say, hey, a team can't afford Max Scherzer because he's going to make $40 million a year, but that team can afford six Max Scherzers making much, much less, and that's the majority of the league. So when the voting principles came out, you started to see yesterday momentum, and then you saw some of the beat writers, Kevin, come out and say, now hold on here. We're now getting the full story, and some of these players are starting to vote no. I'm like, oh, no, Kevin. Here we go. Like, the dissension in the class, we're not going to get a deal done. And as it turned out, the executive board voted 8-0 to not put this into ratification, which dealt with the majority of the Scott Boras clients. Scott Boras' clients aren't, hey, I'm playing 2 years in the major leagues. I might have one more year. I make $700,000. These are the guys that are making hundreds of millions of dollars who might be up for an extension in 2 years going, no, wait a second here. I'm making $300 million. That better be $350 in 2 years when the majority league isn't doing that. So the fact of the matter that the regular baseball players like to say got together and said, hold on. You guys make enough money. It's about us surviving. You know, I'm only going to work 2, 3, 4 years maximum Major League Baseball. I need to make every dollar I can. You got a 10-year contract that you could probably sign another 10-year contract when you're 31 years old. I'm glad it worked out that way, and the underlying players in baseball actually made out better than the upper echelon guys, Kevin.
It does seem like a positive. Now, there, again, are a lot of changes made here to the sport. Like, this is, you know, sometimes, right, Donnie, kind of figure out what a top sport story might be. And maybe it doesn't have that pure and obvious gambling angle to it, right? Like, we're going to preview games today. That's clear as day. Who do you like? What's going over? What's going under, right? This, though, here, for A, baseball's lockout is ended. All right, that's cool. It's back. What's the futures market look like? No, there are substantial changes that will impact the way that we are betting on Major League Baseball this coming season. I am curious what that mad dash is going to look like here. I want to take our time with baseball coming back, and I don't want to rush through anything. But I do have a question for you, because for those that don't know, and last year, Donnie began with the early line, I think kind of, not midway through the baseball season, but a little bit deeper into the baseball season than kind of right away opening day. Donnie was already on the board with his team totals. And for those that don't know, and I'm not saying this because he's my co-host, Donnie, Major League Baseball, aces. Nobody better. And the team totals is where Donnie thrives. Like, we talk about it in the NFL or maybe even college football, but Major League Baseball, I think, Donnie, you would probably say is maybe your favorite place to bet your team totals.
Yeah.
You very often, though, prefer to step back that first month and kind of digest the information. I'm wondering, though, and again, we'll unpack what all these changes are, universal DH, things of that nature. I am wondering, though, is there going to be a potential edge in that first month of Major League Baseball that people might be a little bit more inclined to get after?
You might be right here, because let's also keep in mind, we're anticipating April 7th. So usually Major League Baseball's pitchers and catchers, they report way ahead, Kevin, of spring training. And the reason I'm bringing this up is the most, you know, when you're betting favorite, let's just say in the month of April, you're betting team totals. Obviously, hitting weather doesn't really start till May, June, and July, where you get 85 degrees in ballparks, light winds blowing out. It's beautiful, as opposed to 44 degrees, rain, and sleet, which you're going to get in the month of April. But the reason why I bring up the pitchers and catchers reporting, which they haven't done so, Kevin, is the fact that pitchers aren't stretched out. And I always use this argument. Hey, Max Scherzer, you paid him $40 million a year. He's really not ready to go eight innings, or you're throwing him out here in April to run eight innings. So that realizes that maybe Max Scherzer goes five innings in his first two starts, six innings in his first two starts. He's not stretched out yet. So you might have an opinion where, hey, the batters might have a little bit of an edge up when typically the pitchers have the edge early on. That's going to be interesting to watch. But also, you're talking about some of those numbers, like the DH now being involved back in the National League. You're not going to see a big jump. It's not going to say, like, a team total for the Philadelphia Phillies was 4.5, but now there's a DH, so it's 5.5. That's going to stay the same until some of these numbers certainly work their way and adjust. And also keep in mind, I love that you bring this up, because forget about the DHs, Kevin, and the changes to the rules, the nine innings. We'll get into that a little bit later. The biggest question mark from the past 2 years was, A, pitchers were cheating, and when they finally cracked down on the pitchers cheating with banned substances or foreign substances, home runs, strikeouts, everything improved here in Major League Baseball. The second one, the juiced baseball. Are we dumbing the baseball down? Did we change the baseball, get in the offseason? That's probably the biggest question mark, because it's the one thing that baseball never admits. Did you doctor the baseball? We don't know. We got to get like some insider who's down in a factory going, yeah, these balls are definitely wound tighter than they were the year before. Mm-hmm. Those are the things I'm looking at. But certainly, again, Kevin, I'll be taking a step back in the first couple weeks of April just to get my bearings here to see if everything is working out. But with the DH in baseball, sensational for overbetters.
Yeah, and look, the DH in baseball, spoiler, Don and I both over the moon about it. I think the banned shift, which doesn't come this year, is probably the biggest potential change when we're talking about betting on a game-to-game basis. There's also something to be said, though, about now kind of this ramped-up season and what we can anticipate there. Do we like these rules? Do we not? We continue to talk Major League Baseball being back after this break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Early Line is live right here on this Friday morning. Sticking with Major League Baseball, a world of change to unpack. Excited to get into it. But on its face, Donnie, for some people, they believe that this is a turning of the page, that you will talk about baseball in terms of, it, you know, baseball would have existed before this lockout and after this lockout as almost two separate entities. That's how some people are viewing these changes. That's how stark and how different some people are viewing these changes. And some people are excited. Others feel like they are ruining the integrity of this sport on its face. How do you feel about the changes made here by Major League Baseball?
I really like the changes made by Major League Baseball, and I like them, actually, Kevin, across the board. The only thing that we haven't instituted yet for me is a robo-umpire, so we know exactly what the strike zone actually is. But there's a lot of arguments out here on social media. And again, when change happens, there's always going to be a 50-50 split. I hate it. I love it. I hate it. I love it. But if you look at the groundwork of the changes in Major League Baseball, what is to argue against, Kevin? Like, what is really to argue against? Hey, guys, the pitcher is a wasted at bat. It's really fun. I know the old-timers, I guess, say, you know what? The most exciting part of this inning is the fact that there's runners on second and third, and we walk the eight-hole guy to get to the pitcher who goes up to the plate and doesn't even swing the bat and strikes out. You know what? That's exciting. That's gamesmanship there in the National League. That's idiocy in the National League for me at that point. So we'll go over a one-by-one argument, or like, you know, for or yes on some of these changes. But I have to say, I'm astonished at Major League Baseball. Like, it's almost like they listen to the majority of fans go, what makes sense in Major League Baseball and what doesn't? What do you guys like? Does anybody raise a hand and go, you know what? On a Tuesday night in early September, I love the fact when the bullpens can run in 15 pitchers and the game takes 6 hours. I love that stuff. You know what I love more? Boy, I love a good 1-0 game where nobody can put the ball in play because the pitchers have so much command that they can use foreign substances. Or, boy, did you see that guy trying to steal second base and the pitcher jumped off the mound 7 times and didn't throw a pitch for 6 minutes? Man, the theater. I couldn't believe I was watching it. Did anybody else watch that with me? No, they didn't watch it with you. It's lunacy, some of the rules that Major League Baseball had. So now, Kevin, coming to the forefront saying, you know what, guys? We hear you. We listen to you. Let's make the game more exciting and more fun. And what's wrong with that, Kevin?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to drag out my very drastic thoughts on how silly a lot of the Major League Baseball rules are. I will put it to you like this. If baseball didn't exist and then someone proceeded to pitch the layout of this sport, they'd be laughed out of the room. What do you mean home runs are subjective? If we just decide, as if we could just put three-point lines wherever we want in, you know, NBA gym to NBA gym. What do you mean one league operates on a completely different level of rules than the other league? We're Major League Baseball. What do you mean American League and National? It doesn't even make sense. Imagine if we had to go for two-point conversions in the AFC. That would obviously never happen. It would be one of the foolish things of all time. Brandon Staley would love it, though. Or he'd like transfer out of the conference or something like that, get an edge. He'd be real tangy about it. The reality is, if baseball ever wanted to put a monstrous emphasis on their regular season games and make them more important and get more eyes on the games, it would be to cut the amount of games in half. This isn't hard to figure out. Like, the part of the reason why the NFL dominates the way it does is because there's 16 and now 17 regular season games. The NBA rocks up with about an 80-game schedule, right? 82 games. Double that in Major League Baseball. But we're not going to play 81 games. That doesn't make sense financially. So they're trying to find other ways to make this sport more exciting. And I can appreciate that because at times baseball, it can be a drag. That is the truth of it. I'll tell you this right now, and we can start it off here, Donnie. I think they absolutely whiffed on the ghost runner on second base in extra innings.
Yes.
I think it's a major mistake to get rid of that. People say, oh, but that's not the sport to its true itself.
Yeah.
Ask any person who doesn't watch hockey if, hey, before you get out of here, you want to watch this shootout in the NHL? Like, oh, my goodness, absolutely. Because it's tremendously exciting. You then get to the postseason and you remove it. Exactly what Major League Baseball did. A complete whiff, Donnie, to get rid of the ghost runner in extra innings.
Absolutely. And again, I like the preface of saying I'm a little bit biased because when you have a total, you're an over-backer, you love that. But you're right. Look at every sport, every single sport. Like hockey, where do they go? 3-on-3 in overtime to try to end the game earlier? The point of the matter is, and here's the argument, Kevin. It's not the playoffs. It's a 162-game schedule, which you are looking to preserve what goes into your season, your pitching arms and your bullpen. So you have to tell me right now, in a fundamentally defunct league now, you're going to take the man off second base because you think it's exciting that the game goes 17 innings and you blow your bullpen and your starter for the next day. We have to call up extra players the following day. The whole point of the ghost runner is not because, oh, it's making a mockery of baseball. It's like, hey, guys, let's end this game in the 10th inning, not the 17th inning. Every once in a while, a 24-inning game that doesn't finish till 4 a.m. is kind of cool. But you ask any Major League Baseball player, ownership group, or front office, man, we just set our bullpen back 2.5 weeks because we played an extra baseball game when we weren't anticipating it. Take a look at the NBA. They're not playing a 12-minute quarter all the way through in overtime. Take a look at the NFL. You're not going to play 6 extra quarters because why? It doesn't make sense. The season needs to be completed with your players healthy. Now, you get a little bit more leeway in the playoffs where the rules typically go back to normal, but the reason why the ghost runner was fantastic was because games ended in the 10th and 11th inning, not like, oh, this is so much fun. It's the 17th inning. We haven't even gotten a guy to second base yet because everybody's trying to hit a solo home run.
But it's also, Donnie, it's not just about, you know, ending the game a little bit quicker and things like that. I will never forget. I've never watched something click for myself because I always understood the debate both sides. I was watching MLB Network, and Mike Lowell, who you know does is an analyst for them, said, look at every other sport. They go to overtime, and it's the most exciting thing you could possibly present of the sport. And in Major League Baseball, our sport gets less exciting as the game goes on. That's crazy. You can't have that happen. And please, someone try and tell Mike Lowell that he doesn't love the sport of Major League Baseball. And, Mike Lowell's trying to do things because of his. Mike Lowell's retired. Mike Lowell don't care. Mike Lowell's being honest. He's being right. So that was a whiff by Major League Baseball. Universal DH. Listen, you're someone out there that likes watching people bat 0-7-0. You're not going to enjoy what Donnie and I have to say. But also, you're a jabron and need to reevaluate your opinion there. Hitters obviously should be hitting. I mean, come on, Donnie. I mean, what are we even talking about here with these people? This has been an obvious change to make forever. Clayton Kershaw rocks up to the plate in a postseason appearance, strikes out, and laughs because he goes, I have no business being up here, man. Do you understand how crazy that is? Do you wonder how ridiculous that is? And I once heard someone say to me, oh, but both sides of the ball. Come on now, imagine in the NBA, people only stayed back on one side. As if the NFL isn't the most popular sport in this country. As if Tom Brady has reps at safety. It is absolute madness that there are people out there today. Oh, I can't believe what they've done to my sport. You should be crying tears of joy, Donnie, that I don't have to ever watch people like Clayton Kershaw and Max Scherzer step up to the plate and waste my time.
Yes. Or how about this one? Bottom of the sixth inning, there's a no-hitter intact, and your team is down 1-0, but you finally have runners on second and third. Man, I love that the manager has to make a decision on this if he wants to pull him and get a pinch hitter. It's amazing. I'm going to miss it so much in the National League, man. Small ball, pitcher getting up with runners on first and second base. The only thing he can do is bunt the baseball and hope that – you know what else is enjoyable, too? That same scenario. Hey, pitcher, bunt the guy from, you know, first and second to second and third. Oh, look, he can't even bunt the baseball, and he goes back to the dugout. Or he's running the bases and tears his hamstring because he's never reached second base in his life in Major League Baseball. You've got to be kidding me with this. The universal DH might be the single best rule that has ever been implemented in any sport, Kevin. Any sport.
Now that's hot. Could you, Don, I want you to imagine the scene. I got my big jacket over here, right?
Yeah.
Now imagine I sat here and hosted this entire show with my big jacket on. You'd be like, that looks a little ridiculous. That's what they do with these pitchers. They stand on second base in between innings, man. Like they're children.
In 86 degrees.
Like they're seven-year-olds,
they got
man.
A triple fat goose seven-year-olds. In 86 degrees. Yeah. My goodness.
Wait, put a beanie on the boys, man. It's absolute madness
mittens.
That people don't
they
understand
wear
how much.
On the base path.
Out there drinking hot cocoa degrees. In the third.
Man.
Out there drinking hot cocoa on third
hey,
base.
Hey, Mom, knit me a hat. Where's my knitted hat, Mom? Come on. Pitchers. Are they even athletes? Next topic.
Legit. I mean, pitchers and punters. What's the difference, dog? Listen.
Yeah.
And I'll say this as well from a betting perspective. Every total now doesn't go from 8 to 9 or 7 to 8. That's not how this works here, right? I can't believe, by the way, that players weren't over the moon about this. Obviously, it gets you, or maybe they were over the moon about it. It gets more jobs in for these guys that can only hit. Obviously, that is fantastic here. And also, from a betting perspective now, it does change the live math a little bit. Because there were plenty of times, again, Donnie and I didn't play sports tonight for a year. You'd be like, ooh, I think this could be a good spot to jump on the total. Hold on. Where are they in the order? Never mind. It's the seven hitter. Pitcher's coming up. He's going to ruin this any minute now. And they always did.
Always did. Absolutely. It's a wonderful thing. Now, also, I know we're running out of time in this segment, but the top of the next segment, me and you need to let the people know why having more playoff teams in baseball is better than less playoff teams. I can't wait for this one because there's people out there that are telling me like, hey, man, would love if only one team got it. Like the EPL? Where's the playoffs in the EPL?
No. That's man. Back in my day, we did the AFL and the NFL. Grow up, dude. We'll be right back. Right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right. Baseball stays. I'm enjoying this. I forgot actually how much fun it is to talk about Major League Baseball because of how many bad opinions there are about Major League Baseball. I'm having a great time. Now, before we get to the playoffs, Donnie, 2023, there are going to be three more additional rules placed in. The band shift, the pitch clock, and the extra bases. Band shift is the most controversial. Let me lump in the pitch clock and the expanded bases. Honestly, I don't know if I have a concrete opinion on either one of the things. The pitch clock seems like it's going to be a little silly. it feels like guys will either step off the mound or throw over to first, and people will realize that it's not going to be as impactful as they hoped. And I'm not really sure I am over the moon about a 45-second, you better get to the home plate with it. As far as the extra bases thing goes, it feels like one of those things where they say, let's just say last year Donnelly averaged, you know, a team averaged 3 runs per game. Now they'll average 3.2 because of the expanded bases. It feels like the difference there won't be all that monstrous. What do you think about the pitch clock and the expanded bases?
The pitch clock I really like. Now, the whole concept of the pitch clock is really anti-baseball. What I mean by that, there's not supposed to be any like time frame on it. And I understand that, oh, it's going to ruin the game, but it doesn't. Because baseball did this to themselves. Go watch a Little League game. Go watch a high school game. Go watch a college game. You're not fiddling around. You're not stepping out of the box. You're not taking a look into the stands, readjusting your gloves 15 times. The pitcher doesn't get settled in and, oh, I don't have my signs together. Step off on the mound and come meet me at the mound. The reason why baseball is a pitch clock is, again, the Major League Baseball pitchers and the Major League Baseball batters have abused it. Now, there's other ways you can do it, Kevin, which I actually would like even more, where you have an unofficial pitch clock with a Major League umpire or supervisor that sits up in the press box or the stands and goes, all right, I counted 36 times you went over that pitch clock. That's $1.1 million in fines. You don't think you would need a pitch clock after that because that pitcher goes, whoa, I didn't even get paid for pitching last time because I was so slow. It's the same thing they do in PGA golf. There's no real time clock out there, but you have a guy that tells you repeatedly, you better move up or else you are going to lose. Or how about this, Kevin? Hey, you were really slow last inning. We're going to put runners on second and third base in the next inning unless you speed up. You need a deterrent. So I don't necessarily like the clock that counts it down, but I just like the fact that you're putting it in a pitcher's head. Hey, hurry up and throw this pitch. You get like 30 seconds or 20 seconds. It should never take that long. Now, the expanded bases, which people quite, you know, frankly, they don't really understand this. Here's what's taking place in Major League Baseball. And by the way, there's a couple really funny memes out there with these expanded ones. You're talking about bases, first, second, and third, right? The expanded bases. What this means is less injuries. Well, Donnie, why does that make sense here? Have you ever watched a Major League Baseball game where these guys are athletes and most guys that play first base are enormous? 6'5", 220 pounds, designed for power. They have giant feet. So think about a league that has a small base where you're running full speed down the line and either A, colliding or stepping on the player's foot, which happens quite frequently. That takes it out of the equation. Also, number two, never really had this problem in high school or playing baseball as a kid, but how many times do you see a baseball player steal second or third and basically slide into center field or slide into the third base seats because they can't stop on the base? Also, it allows you to catch yourself. It also allows the double play, less collisions, because you don't have to your foot on the middle of the bag while the player is sliding in to take you out. It makes sense from a safety perspective. It won't actually increase scoring or more excitement or anticipate more bag stealing. It just makes it a cleaner game. So those two things I'm actually with as well, Kevin.
I have to laugh. So does the baseball, man. So does this mean now on double plays, you actually have to touch the expanded base, or you still just got to be in the area, Donnie? In the area.
I love the area.
Baseball is absolutely nuts. Here is my thing on the band shift. Do I think the game will be more watchable because of it? I do. I don't know if that means they should have done it. If basically Jim Boeheim's zone, a team like a Duke figures that out, they put up 1,000 points on him, right? But let's just say it held every single team in the ACC to 50 points. And then the ACC went, hey, just so you know, everyone has to play man-to-man. What? That cannot be a thing. If the NFL said, by the way, QB spy eliminated, you either need to rush the passer or you need to drop back into coverage because it's more exciting for Lamar and Kyler Murray to run around and go wild.
Yeah.
You'd never obviously see that happen, Donnie. That's kind of where I'm at on the band shift. I think that it will be more enjoyable. Like, again, as two couple of guys and most people are more over betters, trust me, the amount of times it looks like Joey Gallo gets a piece of one and then ultimately is out at first by a country mile, I'll be enjoyable of that. But I'm not sure. This, of all of the things, the integrity of the game, universal DH, tremendous. Come on now. Playoffs expanded. We'll get there in 2 seconds. This, I actually think there's a lot of validity to saying this is messing up the integrity of the game. The evolution of the sport brought us the shift, and I'm not sure it's okay to ban it.
No, and this is the 50-50 argument where, like, I like it because I like more excitement. I like more offense. But if you would come to tell me the same way you're explaining it, I fully understand that as well. And I was under the impression, and for years and years and years, what's wrong with these idiots, Kevin? Lay a bunt down to the left side of the infield, and you walk to first base, do it three times a game. They can't shift on you ever again. And then I realized – baseball players don't even care about that because the only thing they care about is their paycheck because they are paid to drive the baseball, which means home runs, which is why Joey Gallo is still in Major League Baseball because he hits 170 every season with 38 home runs. That's all he cares about. But back, gone are the days, Kevin, where like a Tony Gwynn, right, would hit 320, 325, 330, seven home runs on the season, and we thought of him as a great hitter. I'm not even sure, Kevin, he would make a baseball team. Don, that's crazy. One of the greatest hitters of all time. They only care about walking, and they only care about power. They don't care about spraying the ball the other way for a cheap single here. They want you to drive the baseball into the gap and into the stands. So this is the one I will relent on where if you tell me that you don't think the shift should stay in baseball, I can see your point and argument on that. But I gave up a long time ago where these players are not paid to bunt the ball the other way, and they are not going to change at any cost. And the only way to do it is change the rules in baseball.
The only – here's what I will say. I'll say this if I wanted to defend the ban shift. If anybody out there thinks that Bryce Harper is going to hit a ball to the left side and get on first, and they're going to go, psh, man, did they ruin this sport or what? That's obviously not going to happen, right? Obviously not. And this is going to happen, right? Let's just say, Donnie, Bryce Harper hits 300. People go, psh, never would have hit 300 back in the day. The shift obviously didn't exist. So that's also a terrible argument there. So again, I kind of see how they came to the conclusion that banning the shift was okay. Now, but I don't know if it's universal DH or the expanded playoffs that's better. I'm not sure. But there are some folk who just truly have lost the plot here on the expanded playoff. If you don't mind, Donnie, I'd like to bat lead off here.
Go.
On this entire thing. There are people, Gabe, who will tell you that they have now ruined the meaningfulness of regular season baseball. There are 162 games. That is what ruined the meaningfulness of Major League Baseball regular season games. Not whether or not 12 teams get into the postseason. The reality of this sport, as they sit there and they watch the NBA lap them, is that they don't know how to get it to be more exciting. The more important the game, the more exciting it is. The idea that people turn in for game 135 because, ooh, this matters a lot for playoff seeding, and game 73 is ridiculous. More playoff games, more exciting games. This is obviously better, Donnie. Obviously better.
It's outrageous that anybody would have an argument against it. So let's just say to ourselves, 12 teams in baseball get in? You're ruining the sport. I don't know. 14 get in the NFL. Horrible sport, right? Every year it seems to be busting down records with much more excitement and adding more games that matter. And also, you know what's bad for football that you had the extra wild card? I don't know. Another 10 teams vying for playoffs in their cities where you can still get excited about your football team. That's somehow bad. Let's take a look at Major League Baseball, who's going to put 12 teams in now once we hit September, or not even September. Let's take a look at the trade deadline, where 75% of the league is actively tanking after the deadline because they have no chance to get in the playoffs. So now you mean to say that the Kansas City Royals, the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Marlins, the Philadelphia Phillies, who have a big payroll, finally have a chance to get into the playoffs or at least fight through. That's a bad thing. More meaningful baseball on September 15th when you would have two dead baseball teams playing single A pitcher versus single A pitcher and just trying to see, hey, who's this bullpen? And by the way, guys, don't try to win this game because we need a higher actual draft pick here. And tell me you don't like this. On the shortened season with COVID a few years back, we had as many as six playoff games in one day on a random Tuesday. You hated that as well. What's more fun? Everybody's out of the playoff picture by September the 3rd, and you get two teams in the playoffs. That's what you enjoy more. Or would you rather baseball teams getting after it all the way through? How about your favorite team going, hey, midway through the season, you know what? We actually are technically in the playoff picture, but cream rises to the top. There's no way we can get in. Let's sell everybody off and be a farm system for the league. What are you kidding me here? More playoff teams is more fun. And I'll leave you with this argument here. The NBA has 20 teams get into their playoffs. Are they suffering? Are they tanking? You know what, Kevin? Ha! LeBron James, so good. He didn't make it in the playoffs. Because if you like LeBron James, you want to watch him play in the playoffs. If you hate LeBron James, you want to cheer against him in the playoffs. I can't even believe, Kevin, there is an argument for less teams in playoffs, which equals so much more excitement through the regular season. Can you imagine in college basketball if we ended the season in February and never made it to March because there's 68 teams in the playoffs in college basketball? Would that be ridiculous? My goodness.
The reality is, as Donnie is saying, and this isn't this is not a spin zone, it's not a hot take. Literally, more playoff teams, the more important the regular season games are.
Yes.
That's the reality. You don't believe me? Ask college football. As you sit there, and every year it's Bama. Every year it's Georgia. You know why it feels that way? Because when the ninth team in the country plays the 10th team in the country, because of the awful format in college football, we go, yeah, neither one of them are cracking the top four. So we don't watch it. When you expand the playoffs, more teams are competing. The New Orleans Pelicans, at 10 games under 500, were buyers at the deadline. The Sacramento Kings, bless them, who clinched a 16th straight losing season or season without playoff basketball. Just madness from that team. That team were buyers at the deadline. Do you actually... Oh, yeah, but now the Dodger games won't matter as much. Last year, the Dodgers finished one game back of the San Francisco Giants for the top of the division. Do you think that if all of a sudden I let the Colorado Rockies in, the Dodgers and the Giants games wouldn't have mattered? Because you're a fool if you think that. And you've taken absolutely zero time to think about what you're saying. You've taken no time to digest. You obviously, if you feel this way, didn't watch Chargers-Raiders. A game that not only wouldn't have mattered, it wouldn't have been Sunday Night Football. They would have just stuck it on at 4 o'clock. Heck, they might have made them have a 9 a.m. West Coast kick because that game would have been so irrelevant if not for the expanded playoffs. A great day for Major League Baseball. We'll close out Hour 1 next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Closing out this opening hour, fun conversation around Major League Baseball. I did want to get in what actually was our second headline, though, which was Khalil Mack, Donnie, being traded to the Los Angeles Chargers. Obviously, it's a big-time name. He's not the Khalil Mack that was traded from Vegas to Chicago. That's obviously the difference there in compensation for the trade, but it's still a big-time piece. And you're now talking about this guy being the second-best pass rusher on the team that he's on. And it shows that, look, the Los Angeles Chargers are not going to sit there and say, bah, all right, well, hopefully Mahomes requests a trade and Russell Wilson retires. No, they're looking to get out there and compete as they should. It's a monster season for the AFC West.
I love it. I love this. And Kevin, it's one thing after another in the NFL. Like yesterday, we still had massive topics in, you know, Major League Baseball because they agreed to their, you know, agreement. And then you have, you know, still March Madness about to get in full sync. And you still have the NFL just ripping off absolutely bombs into the Twitter sphere by sending trades at Khalil Mack. It's a wonderful deal because you're right. You can't just sit back. The Chargers are in L.A. The Chargers have a very good team. You always talk about, like, the Justin Herbert still on that rookie contract. You better go all in and make it work before Justin Herbert makes $50 to $60 million like he's going to make in just a few years. I love the move for the Chargers. And now you have a devastating pass rush. How do you stop great quarterbacks? Don't let him throw the football and get to him. Great move for the Chargers getting Khalil Mack.
Yeah, it absolutely is. On a very serious note, though, Brandon Staley last year put forward a bottom five defense. We'll see what excuses people come up with this year. Because, like, I don't care that Russell Wilson is in the division, and I don't care that Patrick Mahomes is in the division. I'm not telling you you have to win the division, But they have to make the playoffs. They have to. See, a lot of people don't really – they didn't make the playoffs last year. Like, the Chargers had big expectations, and they better live up to them. Because if they don't, well, someone's not doing their job. And I doubt it's going to be Justin Herbert, and I doubt it's going to be Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa. Might just be numero uno with the headset. We'll see. We'll talk Nets Sixers at the top of hour number two.